for hour two of the weekly Reverse Speak Show. Different show today, if you're just tuning in. I like to do different shows every now and then. My guest is Greg Albrecht, and this is an Australian show celebrating the fact that Reverse Speech came from Australia, which someone got quite upset about. So you're telling me about the word for white man, the Ngunnawal?
It's crinkery.
Crinkery, which means?
Dead, rotting corpse.
Dead, rotting corpse.
Because they thought we were ghosts.
Because we were white.
Yes.
Dead, rotting corpse. Yeah, well, that'd be right, wouldn't it?
And my little doggies, Nunkela Nunkery Petcha. Means they've got good-looking faces.
Ah, good-looking faces, I see. I'm going to play a song by Yothu Yindi called Treaty. I love this song. Good Australian
actually,
band.
Actually, Nunkela Kachadi Petcha.
Okay.
Kachadi's good-looking.
All right. So what are my cats?
They're good-looking.
They're good-looking, are they?
Very catchety.
Very catchety. Okay. I'm sure Blue Boy's more catchety than Ginger. All right, so here's Yothu Yindi, Treaty. Good Aussie song.
Yeah.
good little song. Now, you had a story about this song, Greg.
Yeah, my older brother, Tex, often going up to Borroloola way, where this comes from.
Oh, yeah?
Yolngu Mob.
Oh, yeah?
Knows a lot of the old people from the 60s.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah, right. Tex gets around.
He does get around, doesn't
he?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. He's a wild fella in his day.
He looks a bit of a wild fella last time I saw him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Long time.
So he's often going up there. He knows a lot of the old fellas.
Good on him.
Goes back with some pretty amazing stories.
I'm sure he does. I remember growing up, and my dad was a pastor to the Aboriginal missions up in the outback when we lived in Port Augusta back when I was 10. And I remember going out to the Aboriginal missions with dad, sitting in the car and being all scared and back in the days, because my dad was a pastor, for those who didn't know, minister, United Church.
Yeah, I remember going to the Flinders Ranges when I was a kid on these youth camps with a an asshole by the name of Ron Weeks.
Right.
Turned out to be a pedophile.
Everywhere. Did you see how the Archbishop of Adelaide convicted and sentenced to a year home detention for not reporting child abuse?
Yeah.
Have you heard the reversals I've got on the Pope?
The Pope?
You haven't heard my Pope reversals, have you?
No, that'd be interesting.
Oh, I'm going to play you my Pope reversals. All right, seeing we've talked about child abuse. Now, where have I got him? I've got to find out where I've got him first. Here we go. Okay, here's some Pope reversals. Okay, here he is at talking to American Congress.
Lincoln, liberty. Martin Luther King, liberty in plurality and non-exclusion. Dorothy Day, social justice and the rights of persons.
Here he says, eat the holy cum.
Eat the holy Trump.
Eat the holy Trump.
Oh, that's sick.
Isn't it just?
Eat the holy Trump.
That's really sick. Yes, yes. And then we have, this one.
This conviction has led me from the beginning of my ministry to advocate at different levels the global abolition of the death penalty.
And he says, evil suck cock.
Evil suck cock.
Evil suck cock.
You hear that? And then you've got this one here. Where are we? I got quite a few of them, actually. He's not very nice. Here we have this one.
For those peoples and the nations from the heart of American democracy, I wish to reaffirm my highest esteem and appreciation. Those first contacts were often turbulent.
And he says, I raped the other kid.
I raped the other kid.
This is the Pope.
That's the Pope. This is the Pope.
Oh, that's shocking.
This is the Pope. I know. Yeah. And this one here is a coup de grace. I wonder if you understand the significance of this one. I do, but many people have trouble understanding the significance of this reversal.
And in times of crisis and economic hardship, a spirit of global solidarity must not be lost.
And he says, we have lost the vault.
We have lost the vault.
We have lost the vault.
What significance is that?
We have lost the vault.
Do you know what that means?
We have lost the vault.
Yeah. they've lost their divine endorsement, divine what's the word? They've lost their calling. They've lost their calling. They've lost their true riches. So I mean, if you got those reversals on the Pope, I raped the other kid, eat the holy cum, evil suck cock. I mean, that could be him personally, or it could be a reflection of the Roman Catholic Church.
Oh, that's sick.
I know, it's not good at all. No.
One of the judges in the Riverland was a fellow by the name of Peter Liddy.
Oh, he was? Right, okay.
And he was a pedophile.
Yeah, I heard that. Where do I know that name from? Huh. Was he? Did they ever catch him?
Yeah.
Good. So
he's in jail.
Good, so that's where he belongs.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Yep. Horrible, horrible crime, actually. Yeah, so they're my reversals on the Pope, which I'm going to have a whole chapter in my next book on religious leaders and fundamentalists. I've got some really bad ones. Some really bad ones. Oh, here's a good one. Here's someone praying.
So what I'm wondering in my brain now is, when people are praying and things are happening, are they doing it themselves? Like, is our brain that powerful? Is that what's happening?
It says your voice has the knowing.
Your voice has the knowing.
Yeah.
Your voice.
A little bit unclear, but it is there.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty clear, actually.
Oh, you like that one, do you? Yeah.
I do. Oh, my God, I said it actually.
That's what happens.
I hate that word. It's so overused.
Uh-huh. That's what happens when you pray. And here is a reversal. Gee, I can't even think of his blinking name now. Who am I looking for? This guy here. Now, I don't like his theology. Oh, I can't find it. Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to play this one first. He's an evangelist.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I wouldn't say this except the Spirit of God led me to say it. Now you see why the devil tried so aggressively to discredit my voice.
This is Satan has filled the soul.
Satan has filled the soul.
They're like the ones I found on those dickheads.
I know.
They're not Christians, they're Satanists.
No, I know they are. Now, here's the interesting reversal. I hate this guy's theology. Point of fact, I can't stand his theology, but I like his reversal. This is Jerry Falwell.
The 7-year tribulation must transpire here, the 1,000-year reign of Christ, in the which I shall be your boss for 1,000 years, Dr. Levitt. The 1,000-year is yet to happen on this earth. That's just an assumption. I don't have any word of knowledge on that. But
idiot. But accuracy says the will of God's reign is love. Oops, sorry. Not dumped properly. There we go.
Yeah, that very much complements the stuff I found with Creflo Dollar and those. Remember that show we did?
Yes.
That was totally blasphemous.
Yes.
They're not the real deal.
Oh, yeah, duh. Let me see if I can find all my evangelist reversals. I got some really bad ones. I've got to get them all together for my next book. But I'm going to do a whole chapter on it. And some of them are just atrocious. I mean, they really are. Evangelists. Not in that directory. Not in that directory. We'll try this one. Evangelists. Here we go. Evangelists. This is a good one. Listen to this. Backwards, hallelujah. You hear that?
Yeah. Sounds like Elvis.
It is Elvis.
Is it?
Yeah, it is Elvis.
Oh, well, it is. There you go.
No wonder it sounds like Elvis. Okay, all right, here we
have... It was good, I liked Elvis.
Good guy, yeah.
In the Ghetto is one of his best songs.
Oh, really? In the Ghetto.
It's about the cycle of poverty.
In the Ghetto? Yeah, what's the name of the... In the Ghetto, is that the name of the song? About the cycle of poverty, yeah? In the Ghetto, Elvis Presley. Oh, eh? Have we got time? Let's play this one.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. A hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far. And his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
An amazing song with amazing lyrics, hey?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. He was an amazing man, Elvis. We lost him far too soon.
Yeah, no, he's great.
Yeah, he really is. A little bit opposite from Billy Graham. Here's Billy Graham.
I'm going to ask that we all bow our heads in prayer.
And here he says, "How I bore you.
How I bore you. How I bore you. Oh,
I got some really bad ones on Billy Graham.
He needs a bit of self-esteem, I think.
Well, he's slightly dead now. No, he's a little bit too late for that. Here's his son, Franklin Graham.
But inside, you know that you're not committed to Christ. Judgment coming, the storm clouds gathering, the lightning flashing, the thunder roaring.
You shall feel hell in your rags.
You shall feel hell in your rags. You shall feel hell in your rags. You shall feel hell in your rags.
That's not very uplifting.
No, not very uplifting at all. No, I don't think God would like that one. Here he is again.
And today, the false security that we have in America. It's unbelievable to me. We've sat behind these two great oceans for so long that we think it could never happen here.
He says, "I have anger to give you.
I have anger to give you. I have anger to give you. I have anger to give you."
It's a bit of a worry, Greg, isn't it? It's a bit of a worry.
Mm.
Yeah. Here we have... here's a nice one. This is a Korean pastor.
So was Jesus very sensitive to the flowing of spirit and soul inside him? Yes, he was. He flowed with the Holy Spirit.
This is See the Holy Wolf.
See the Holy Wolf.
See the Holy Wolf.
That's pretty cool.
See the Holy Wolf.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's better than the Holy Cum.
Oh, it's better than that. Can't get worse than that one.
That's
disgusting.
That's pretty bad. Yeah, here's an evangelist casting out demons.
You got cancer of the stomach? Are you ready for God to burn that cancer out? Here it goes in the mighty. Devil, back off. Back off, devil!
Jesus. Scamming this world theory.
Scamming this world theory.
Scamming this world theory.
Doesn't even believe in it.
Scamming this world theory.
It's a theory. He doesn't even believe in it.
Confirms what I said before. Yeah. They're not the real deal.
No, of course they're not. No.
I think they're Satanists.
I think you're right. Here, listen to this one.
Lord Jesus Christ said to Simon Peter after his confession, on this rock I will build my church. Simon Peter makes it very clear here that the living stone...
And the scam beneath the mask.
The scam beneath the mask.
The scam beneath the mask. The scam beneath the mask.
On that note, folks, we'll go to a break. We'll be back right after this.
Why won't Big Pharma ever tell you or your doctor the honest truth about cancer? Just about 100 years ago, cancer was a rare disease, but now, today, it will strike one out of every two Americans. Think about this. Is a headache caused by a lack of aspirin in your diet? Is cancer caused by a lack of radiation or chemotherapy? Does it make sense to add a lot more toxins to an already toxic body? In fact, you're six times more likely to die in a hospital than fighting in the Vietnam War. How is this possible? Who is allowing this to continue and why? What can you do about it? Well, those questions and many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com, and sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back? Or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Do you suffer from abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or almost any digestive distress? Unfortunately, most do. How would you like to end all of that unpleasantness permanently? Our friends at Australian Excellence have introduced one of the most brilliantly formulated products we've ever seen to do just that. And the testimonials are already racing in, like, I felt so much better literally in minutes. and Australian Excellence knocked my acid reflux out cold. It's gone. And I received instant relief from chronic gas and discomfort. And there are many, many others. Australian Excellence doesn't just treat the symptoms, it addresses the causes of a wide range of digestive distress issues. Try it for 90 days and you'll be able to eat your favorite foods again or your money back. See the Australian Excellence banner near the top of Rents.com. After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, Numana.com.
Okay, we are back for our final segment of the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. My guest in studio is Greg Albrecht, and Greg has been staying the night. You're going back after this, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I will return.
I know.
If I don't get pulled over or anything like that, hopefully I won't lose another demerit point.
No, you don't want to do that.
No.
No, no. You don't want to do that. Okay, what's this song we're going to play now?
Rappy Band again. Called Black Fella, White Fella.
Okay, here we go.
Politically incorrect.
Oh, good.
They should be taken off the air.
Excellent.
This song I'm going to sing tonight, especially for the answer crew, we was on board this morning, and there must be somewhere in the crowd there. Goes for you, thanks.
Well, there you go. Some nice old Australian music. All right. So what are your plans for this year, the rest of this year, Greg? What are you going to do? Finish your book?
Finish the book.
Good. And finish the book?
Write the science fiction novel.
And finish your book. You're going to do both?
And finish my book.
Okay.
And maybe get an Aboriginal studies book out.
Okay.
Which I've written, but I just need to go and tidy a few things up.
All right.
Okay. And I've got another one called Elites and the Narratives of Injustice.
That's a book you've written?
Yes.
Or in the process of writing?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to get your books out, Greg.
Yep.
They're important books. Social justice and all that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Which goes back to our original founding way back in, House of the Rock Day, 30 years ago.
Well, that's been a very deadly and nunkery show.
What?
A deadly nunkery show.
What's a deadly nunkery show?
A deadly good show.
What?
When blackfellas say deadly, it means it's good.
Oh, that's like when Americans say badass, it means good.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. Badass is the opposite.
Oh, very similar then.
Yeah. Badass is the opposite of good, but that's what it means. He's a badass dude.
Oh.
You never heard that term?
No.
Oh, you don't know that? Oh,
what's that?
That's American. This is a badass car. This has been a badass radio show, and I wouldn't call this a badass radio show. This is a good show, average show. Yeah, so there you go. So,
I'm going to go to the Yanam and Poogie.
What's the Yanam and Poogie?
Piss house.
All right, we didn't need to hear that on the air.
Sorry.
Jeez Louise. Someone's going to train you.
I'm not politically incorrect.
No, I can see that. Okay.
I'm not politically correct, I'm sorry.
All right, so do you have any other songs we should be playing?
Indigenous Achiever. You'd like to go to Alone Tone.
Alone Tone.
This is dedicated to my students.
Oh, this is yours, isn't it? Right.
Yeah.
That's Alone, A-L.
Done with Ringo.
AloneTone.com. Yep. Okay.
John Rigney. His name's Ringo.
All right. Where am I going? To Artist?
Yep.
Albrecht?
Yeah, just type the name in.
Greg Albrecht. Where do you... Artist. Oh, Greg Albrecht. There, Greg Albrecht. You're already in there, which means I've looked for you before. And Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Oh yeah, there's only one song come up.
No. Click there. It should come up. And then tracks.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. And which one are we playing?
Keep going.
Wow, you got a lot of songs up there, Greg.
Yeah, heaps.
Wow. No?
There we... No. Hold up.
Which one are we playing?
That's the one.
There we go. Indigenous Achiever. Okay. So how do we play it? I clicked on it. What happened? I clicked on it. Nothing happened. I'll do it again. Indigenous Achiever. How do you play it?
Hold it. Take it back. Just click there.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
A time of disappointment when your confidence falls. There's an inspiration standing over one and all. Hard work,
a strong mind, a will to succeed that is proven in time. Hard work, a strong mind, Indigenous Achiever, you are one of a kind. The track that you followed is a path for the young. Make something better through your positive song. To step into the future with a goal to achieve. The possibilities when you learn to believe.
Hard work, a strong mind, a will to succeed that is proven in time. Hard work, a strong mind. Indigenous achiever, you are one of a kind. A faith in yourself and what you want to do. To put hours of hard work to make it come true. Knowing what you want and where you need to go. Small steps first and then you start to grow. Hard work, a strong mind. A will to succeed that is proven in time. Hard work, a strong mind. Indigenous achiever, you are one of a kind. Resilient, determined, yeah, you battle the odds. Role model for your people in the white fella world. Children need direction from an adult who leads. What you have accomplished now will count and you see. Hard work, a strong mind. A will to succeed that is proven in time. Hard work, a strong mind. Indigenous achiever, you are one special kind.
Round a campfire, make ring Berlin. Let the healing begin. Tolerance, understanding, reconciliation. Make ring Berlin. Let the healing begin. Tolerance, understanding, reconciliation. Make ring Berlin. Let the healing begin. Tolerance, understanding, reconciliation. Make ring Berlin. Let the healing begin. Tolerance, understanding, reconciliation. Make peace with yourself. Make peace with everybody. Other good souls and spirits who walk this earth, make the barriers fall, fall.
Good song. Hey, listen, I just see another title here, which I've never heard before, but it sounds like it'd be a great title to finish off the Australian show. What's that song there?
Antichrist USA.
I haven't heard that. Do we have time?
It's my anti-war song.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Very sarcastic.
Okay.
Reserve it for me, cause I'm a leap forward to humanity. Manifest destiny over the world. God gave it to me, or so I've been told. Modern day Caesar with an empire to spread. I'm a global policeman, star stripes on my head. My chemical weapons, there's thousands of tons around my country, a backup for guns. World is suffering. World is suffering. I'm a peaceful man who's crying out for the questions I ask are now for our destiny. So what will you say? What will we do for peace? And prevent evil plans from a devilish man.
bags of plenty, power exact. 64 billion budget ain't bad. Look into cities, a warning for you. Let me approve all the things that you do. Wars are your politics too. I'll take out your leader, put one in that stew. I've done it before and I'll do it again. Napalm your children with maximum pain.
I'm a peaceful man who's trying to have hope. And the questions I ask are now for a destiny. So what will you say? What will you do for me? And prevent evil plans from a devilish man on earth.
Start all your people, some sanctions for you. I have no shame for the crimes that I do. I destroy churches like Waco with fires. Turn all my dues into wonderful lies. I'm an angel, a demon, and antichrist too. I'm lord of this world, and I'll control you.
I'm a peaceful man who's crying out for peace. And the questions I ask are now for a destiny. So what will you say? What will you do for peace? And prevent evil plans from a devilish
Well, you've written lots of songs, Greg, haven't you?
Yeah, there's a few there.
Yeah, there's about 50. Easy. Yeah, so if people want to listen to your music, they can go to alonetone.com. That's alonetone.com. And type in Greg Albrecht. And you will see all of his songs, which are mostly about social justice, aren't they?
Pretty well, yeah.
Yep, good stuff. Good. All right. So, you going to join me in the expo on this September?
I will.
Yep.
I'll be down.
Good. And then I got a lecture at the Adelaide Theosophical Society on October the 6th.
Well, that'll be different.
Yeah. So, a lecture in Adelaide. Haven't done any promotions in Adelaide for a long time. So, be curious to see if Adelaide's ready for reverse speech. Anyway, it would be great if they were. So, and I'm off to Canada October 15th for 2 weeks. Got lectures and media appearances and all that type of stuff, so that should be exciting. What else is going on? That's about it, really. We've got a little deal going on right now, $150 for 500 tape. So if you want to get in on that, give me a call on 503-568-7077 or email me at backwards@reversespeech.com if you're interested in a little 5-minute tape. We had a few people respond to that. I do these offers every now and then. Like I just did a end of the financial year sale. 20% off. I had a good response to that. Marketing emails work, Greg. I mean, people complain about them, you know. People email me, say, all you're interested in is money. And I'm thinking, gee, we don't know. I'm running a business. Marketing's part of running a business. So. I don't know. That's how I've managed to be around for 30 years. Right. So, okay. What else is latest in the news of reverse speech? We've got three classes going on right now, practitioner course and analyst course and an investigator course. Next training starts November the 26th. That's the next online training class. So we have very few students for that class so far, which is unusual. Normally I get a lot signed up beforehand, but we've only had two or three people sign up for that class. So far, but we've still got a couple months to go. When I go to Canada, I'm hoping to pick up a few there. You should do that. Oh, excuse me. So, yep. Okay. All right. Anything else you want to say to wrap this show up, Greg?
My nephew.
Yes.
Seeing that we got Aboriginal stuff here, go back to Kerley.
I don't think we'll have time to play it.
I don't think it's very long. It's back this. You have to go up.
No, there's the end of the show. End of the show. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enterfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com, enterfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 7/13/2018, a Friday the 13th. But let me tell you something. Since we are not worried about being taken over by the King of France sitting in some Templar lair, we're not worried about that particular thing because you know why? There is power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I tell you, as I look over,